This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Now, today I have a very special guest for you from an amazing company in cybersecurity using artificial intelligence to help us get one step ahead of the next threat. Sitting in the hot seat is Hitesh Sheth, the CEO of Vectra. And Hitesh, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gary. Good to be here.
Yeah, you are a very innovative guy, and your company is so different than most of the companies I've seen in the threat intel space and artificial intelligence. How are you combining this knowledge and information to stop breaches?
You know, we have had the good fortune of discovery, taking a giant risk 5.5 years ago. To say that we can apply AI, machine learning, let's call that, to solve some really, really difficult problems in cybersecurity. And you know, one of the early epiphanies we had in this was, it's not just applying AI, but you know, what kind of data do you apply this to?
Now, does Vectra get deployed as an appliance? Is it a SaaS? Is it a cloud solution?
Yeah.
How is it deployed, and is it inline, or are you kind of eavesdropping with mirror ports and span ports?
The first thing is we are a passive system. So we are not sitting in line. We are not blocking traffic in line in a customer's infrastructure. We can get deployed either as a virtual solution, or if the customer does not have virtual infrastructure, they can choose to deploy us on a standard off-the-shelf appliance as well.
Are you becoming, in a way, a threat intel feed? Do you have a backend cloud where all this knowledge that your AI system is learning in all different customer environments, I would assume, is still customer confidential, but do they give you permission to anonymize that information and share it in a cloud and make your system even better?
So we're not a threat feed in the sense that we don't collect this data and then feed it back as an intel feed into customers' infrastructure. But we have a very, very powerful advantage in the marketplace. 60% of our customer base allows us to bring their metadata back to us. Why does this matter? It matters for two reasons. One, once this metadata comes back to us, it's an ever-growing data set on which our data scientists can work with, and it's their playground. This is where we will devise new methods, this is where we'll build new algorithms, this is where we'll do our testing to make sure there's a very high efficacy rate. The second reason this becomes really powerful is we are able to observe the key trends in the methods that attackers are using in customers' networks.
That's great. Is there anything you want to tell our viewers that we haven't talked about yet?
I think what I would say to the viewers is there is a lot of hype in the market around AI, okay, which is fundamentally true. Now, I think if you, the viewer, wants to, and if you're the customer as a viewer, you want to understand, you know, what to believe and not to believe. The best way to do that is look at customer traction. That's number one. Number two, ask the hard question about, you know, what is the data source you're working this on, right? You know, logs are passe, logs are retroactive, logs miss many things. You can never provide coverage to the endpoints, which is going on the endpoint path. You have to be clear about your data source and where the source of truth is. That's the second thing. The third thing is, if you're testing systems, right, if you choose to bring Vectra into your environment and you bring a competitor into the environment, what I'd say to you is make sure no vendor should have access to their system while it's in trial.
So your proof of concept
because
value is in the hands of the customer, not your team.
It better be. If the math is good,
okay,
it's going to stand on its own 2 feet.
No tweaks by your
no
team.
No tweaks, no human augmented or no humans masquerading as AI.
Love it.
Right.
This is great. This is a great challenge.
Yes, indeed. But it has been solved to the customer's benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think, you know, we think we are, in fact, we know we're the world leader in that. I'm sure there are other vendors out there who can do maybe half as decent a job as we do.
Mm-hmm.
But the customer today has the option of deploying AI confidently. And they should 100% be leveraging that.
That sounds great.
Have to do that.
Okay. So I'm going to tell our viewers to go to www.vectra.ai. And guess what? If you get one of their proofs of concept rolling, I bet you're going to find things you didn't even know were on your network, because they're not looking at the past. They're not looking at history and logs. They're looking at now and tomorrow using artificial intelligence to secure and defeat breaches. Check them out.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.